1 through 5, Jesus compares himself to a vine and God to the gardener. God cuts off every branch that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. If we'll listen to Jesus and do what he says, he'll tell us it's time to prune. When it's time to prune, and staying on top of the clutter will be easier over time. While you're going down your checklist, the first thing to do is to take inventory of what stays and what goes. Eliminate clutter. Take an inventory of activities, relationships, commitments in each area of our spiritual house. Include spiritual activities as well as the things preventing you. Include spiritual activities as well as the things preventing you from glorifying God or making a connection with him. Get rid of distractions that block your intimacy with God. Take an honest look at what might be interfering with making your relationship with God your top priority. Are you devoting time and energy to working? Are you devoting all your time and energy to working, watching TV, shopping, playing sports, socializing with friends, pursuing a hobby, or something else than devoting time to God? Not that having a hobby is a bad thing. Lord knows I have like 10 hobbies, which is probably why my house is so cluttered. Whether it's work, sports, socializing, all that is good, but how much time are we really spending doing activities that nurture your connection with God, such as praying, talking to him, developing a relationship with God, participating in church, volunteering at church events, reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God? Eliminate clutter in your schedule and your mind to create space for and to focus on what truly matters. Or what truly is important. What do you need to let go of? When we cling on to old habits and sin, we become spiritual hoarders, afraid of letting go of our past selves because we fear that God won't take care of our future. It's time to let go of those things. Time to let go. Sometimes we have to let go of anger, resentments, addiction, fears, anxiety, guilt, shame. That's part of spiritual spring cleaning. Once you have decluttered, are going to start to scrub, and as you're scrubbing away dirt and disinfecting, maybe it's time to cleanse attitudes and behaviors. What kind of attitudes are lurking in our hearts? Are we harboring bitterness against people who have hurt us? Do we entertain judgmental thoughts about people? Are we holding on to anger, fear, or selfishness? How do impure behaviors affect our lives? Are we struggling with bad habits or even addiction? Pray about each attitude and behavior, asking God to help us clean up each specific one. Hey, we all struggle with our thoughts sometimes, and we don't always have the best attitudes. I know I have to check myself a lot sometimes. But whenever negative thoughts enter your mind, purposefully replace them with positive ones that reflect biblical truths. Whenever we're tempted to slide back into bad behavior, let's pray for God to empower us to resist and overcome temptation. As you are removing things and throwing things out, let's get rid of resentments that will stain our souls. Keep short accounts with people rather than letting issues accumulate. Let's ask God to help us learn how to deal with difficult people and those whose personalities differ significantly from our own. Let's be willing to let the issues go. Whenever people offend us, be willing to forgive them and reconcile if possible. Remember that God expects us to forgive others since he has forgiven us. Let's trust him to empower us through each step of the forgiveness process. Let's do all we can to live in peace with others and resolve conflicts quickly and wisely. When we are dusting, remember to wipe away residue of the past that are hindering you from moving into the future with confidence. Ask God to show you ways ask God to show us ways we may need healing from past traumas and losses. Then patiently work through the healing process as God leads us. From prayer and journaling to support or life groups and counseling. Expect that each time you deal with one layer of dust from your past, you can see a bit more clearly as you move into the future. Let's polish. Make your relationship shine, your relationships shine by serving others as God leads you. Be creative about figuring out how often you can bless others through your words and actions. Remember that even a brief encouraging comment or small act of kindness can make a significant positive difference in someone's life. Every day, look for opportunities to encourage or help the people with whom you come in contact with, here at church, at home, at work. Be willing to commit to a long-term service, such as volunteering for special projects, when you sense God calling you to do so. Then we need to clean and restock. Once you've pulled everything out, you've dusted, you've wiped, you've polished things, it's time to organize and replace the things that need to stay. Organize, rearrange your life so you can dream new dreams. Clear out your own agenda and invite God to show you his dreams for your life. Then build your decisions for how to use your resources around pursuing those dreams so you can focus on what's important without being sidetracked by what's urgent. Set specific and measurable goals to help you move closer to fulfilling God's dream for you. Check your progress regularly and make whatever adjustments you need to make to keep your life organized well. Putting everything in its place can be overwhelming as sorting, but God has given us tools to help us make wise decisions. We have three really good tools: read, pray, and join. Read the Bible. The Bible is God's message to us, so it's a perfect place to go for advice. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." The second tool is pray. Ask God for wisdom to recognize what's standing in your way and the courage to let it go. Psalms 139:23 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." And then join a life group, a ministry. Surround yourself with people who can hold you accountable, answer your questions, and encourage you as you follow Jesus. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." With fresh air, bright sunny days, and breezy nights, spring has come. Those who long for a new start in this spiritual walk with God are unafraid of what it takes. Your Heavenly Father longs for you to grow spiritual fruit in the abundance of grace that he has granted you. My drive tonight is to encourage you all. Encourage you to start fresh, to let the Lord sprout new things in you, and for us to be ready to receive it. And that's all I have for you. Let's stand up. And I'm going to pray. I know I finished a little early, but Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to live through another change of season, that we have made it through a long winter, and you are now ready to spring clean our hearts. Father, I ask that you lead us through this process and that you declutter, dust, polish our walk with you. Father, help us learn from our past winters, but also help us sprout new fruits. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen.